We're so glad you've joined us today for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Today we'll hear from Toronto Raptors center Jake Voskuil.
And when the Word of God says that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but I've given you a spirit of power, love, and sound mind, I believe that.
PGA golfer Jonathan Bird.
I think wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever job you have, you know, God's given everybody some form of platform.
And FCA Health and Fitness Director Jimmy Page.
Any coach today that withholds water or Gatorade or some kind of sports recovery drink as a form of punishment because the players aren't putting enough effort on the field, it's irresponsible.
We've got a lot in store for you, so let's get today's program underway. Here's the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska Assistant Football Coach Ron Brown.
Hey, it's great to have you with us. On this show, we don't want just a lot of nominal surface stuff. We love taking you deep in your walk with the Lord Jesus. The importance of reading the Bible is huge. I mean, when you really think about it, it is the Word of God. People have said to me, hey, I want to hear God's audible voice. I want Him to speak out loud to me. And I said, well, there's an easy solution to that. Open your Bible and read out loud, and you've actually heard God's voice, because that is His Word. I love Jake Voskuil, our next guest, because he has a tremendous heart for learning and understanding the Scriptures. This season, Jake's playing center for the Toronto Raptors, and you got to listen to what he's saying about how the Bible has impacted his life.
I tell you, it's been such an amazing journey, just, you know, with my walk with the Lord and just maturing over the years, and the Lord just bringing me through different situations and healing me when things came up, and it's just been exciting to see the power of God just kind of flow through you and just impact others and just see the power of God come alive on the court. Because when you look at the Word of God, you know, there's a lot of promises in the Bible. And, you know, you look back at the Israelites, and the very first time they were going into the Promised Land, and God said to Moses, He said, Moses, I want you to send out 12 spies. And I want you to spy the land that I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 12 spies came out, and then 10 of them came back with the report, and all of them said, first of all, that the land the Lord said He was going to give us is absolutely amazing. It's everything God said it was going to be. But then they looked at the people who were living there, and they said, there's no way we can beat those people. Why would God do that? And, you know, you look at it, and it's like God had already taken them out of Egypt, which was the dominant world power of the day, and completely destroyed it. He parted the Red Sea. He gave them manna every day. He'd just taken care of them and everything that He'd done. And then here it is, they get to the Promised Land, and they don't believe that God's going to give it to them. And after He'd done everything else. And so I think that when we look at our lives, it's so easy for us to do the same thing. And the Lord has brought us through difficult situations. He's healed us. He's done all these things. But when a new problem arises, we don't believe that the Lord can handle these things. And I feel that the Lord has really challenged me, is taking it to a greater level of believing Him and trusting Him. And when the Word of God says that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but I've given you a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind, I believe that. And the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. I believe that. And God brings all things together for the good of those who love Him, have been called according to His purpose. I believe that. And just really believing the Word that that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south, but from above. And the Lord puts one man up and He puts another man down. And so I think that taking it to a greater level and just standing on the Word and not just understanding the principles, but believing what it is that He said. And God got so frustrated with the Israelites because they didn't believe Him after all the things He'd done.
Right.
And so I look at my walk right now, it's one of those things that the Lord's been challenging me to believe Him, that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And just, you know, just some scriptures to stand upon and to meditate. And when you look at in the Bible, and it talks about meditating on the Word of God, and when you look at the Hebrew word for meditate, it doesn't mean that you think about it. It means that you actually verbally speak it, you know, speak the Word of God, you know, confess it in your life and just speak these things out. And it's kind of neat when you begin to believe even greater, and as your faith begins to grow, and then you just see these things in the Word of God come alive, and it's like, God, why wasn't I doing this before? You know, why wasn't I you know, really believing the Lord when he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And they're there a lot of times, and we know what they are, but do we really believe them? And do we have the faith that, it, yes, that's what it is? And like the scripture says, that it is through faith in Jesus Christ that we are completely healed. And so when little things come up, beginning to stand on the Word of God and confessing these things and meditating on these things, and, you know, I have a couple kids, and so when, you know, one of my daughters gets sick, praying for their healing and believing that the Lord will heal them too, and really confessing that over them and praying that over them, and it's exciting. It's really exciting.
You know what? I'll tell you, for those of you who are listening to Sharing the Victory here, you're hearing some great words of wisdom from a man named Jake Voskel. You know, Jake, it's obvious that you have been in the Word of God. It has entered into your bloodstream, and it flows right out of you. And that is so inspirational. I think one of the greatest tragedies we have in America today isn't the fact that we have atheism or anti-Jesus or opposition to the Lord. I mean, that's always been there, will always be there. The greatest tragedy is we Christians who will not read and study the Word of God, as you mentioned, meditate on the Word of God, so that it hits our bloodstream and it's a natural overflow of who we are. And so you have obviously paid that price, and God is using you in a mighty way. Jake, we want to thank you for being on Sharing the Victory today. You've inspired us. I think many people out there who heard you today, I think, are going to be apt to say, you know what, I'm going to pick up the Word of God, and I'm going to start believing the very word that comes out of God's mouth, spoken through men, through 44 different authors, 66 books in a book that we call the Bible, the Word of God. Jake, God bless you. Thanks for being on Sharing the Victory today.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Doing this radio show is a dream come true for me. I love it. And another thing I love doing is writing a column in Sharing the Victory magazine. I'm on the last page, so I'm easy to find. Let me tell you, that column is designed to challenge you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. I think we need firm footing in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I love to parabolize the sports world for the kingdom of God. Lots of other great stuff in that magazine, columns, interviews, articles on some of the sports heroes in America. It's a great magazine. And coming up in the March issue, we'll have Courtney Paris, an All-American women's basketball player at the University of Oklahoma. If you've never read Sharing the Victory magazine, I want to send you the March issue free. Just call our toll-free number at 866-877-5031. That's 866-877-5031. And say you'd like the free March issue of Sharing the Victory magazine. Again, the number is 866-877-5031. Coming up next, FCA Health and Fitness Director Jimmy Page is going to join me in the studio, and we're going to talk about a very important subject in the world of sports, dehydration. Are you staying hydrated? You better get a drink of water, and then come back for more on Sharing the Victory.
FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. One way to play drug-free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 student athletes. Here's Texas Rangers All-Star Josh Hamilton.
Use what God's given you and glorify Him the best you can, and that's by keeping, you know, your body free from the things that aren't supposed to be in it. You know, the best I can do to put in my body what it needs to be fueled in a healthy way to glorify God when I play is what I need to do.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org. A reminder that you can listen to past interviews and programs by logging on to SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
FCA Across America. And our guest, Jimmy Page, the director of FCA Health and Fitness. Jimmy, we love having you on because we just can't get enough tips on how to take care of the body, the temple that God has given us to glorify Him with. And you know, Jimmy, today I wanted to talk about dehydration. I mean, we have seen horrible stories lately, particularly in the last few years, of athletes dying, you know, after a very tough workout or in the middle of a workout, and their bodies are dehydrated. You know, Jimmy, when I was growing up, the coaches wouldn't let you drink water.
Oh, I mean, yeah. It was a sign of weakness.
But I didn't see anybody dying.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so I'm a little confused with it, to be honest with you, and yeah. I would love to have you talk us through what is this all about? Are we getting enough water? Are we getting too much water? Should we get more? Help us.
Well, as a general rule, we're not getting enough water. We're not getting enough fluids as a society. In fact, a lot of what we're drinking is diet sodas and sodas. And yes, there's some value to that, but not much. And most of us enter the day dehydrated. We don't refuel in the morning. Most people don't even eat breakfast anymore. They'll grab a cup of coffee, which is actually a diuretic, actually helps your body to remove fluids. So a lot of people and young athletes will go into the day dehydrated. Some of them are drinking caffeinated drinks, highly caffeinated drinks, such as the energy drinks that are out there. Mm-hmm. And then by the time they get to practice, they're already slightly dehydrated, which, by the way, negatively impacts performance. Mm. So even being 3%, just 3% dehydrated will diminish your speed and strength by up to 10%.
Wow.
So you want to improve your performance on the field. Come into practice and come into the game fully hydrated. So now these players come to practice. They enter the game slightly dehydrated, and now they go through a tough practice or a tough game, and now they're fully dehydrated. So any coach today that withholds water or Gatorade or some kind of sports recovery drink as a form of punishment because the players aren't putting enough effort on the field, it's irresponsible.
Mm.
So coaches today, most coaches today, understand that these players need hydration, need to be properly hydrated during practice and games.
Jimmy, you mentioned energy drinks, and I think the average Joe out there, like myself, would think, you know, maybe it's a good thing. You know, there's some protein in there, and they got some carbos in there and things like that.
Yeah.
But you're saying because of the caffeine, it's actually dehydrating us.
Yeah.
And so is there a catch 22? I mean, don't we need the extra protein? Don't we need the extra this? Are we not eating well enough? And is that why we're resorting to the energy drink, which is in fact making us dehydrated?
Yeah, the energy drink is really an artificial way to boost your performance on the field. And the problem is the reason we get there is usually poor nutritional habits, not enough sleep. Kids are under pressure today. A lot of them are burning the midnight oil. A lot of them have a lot of activities. In fact, you know, if you look at the studies, kids are saying more and more that the biggest issue is they're stressed out. Hmm. You know, whether that's the pace of life or whatever they're experiencing as young adults. You know, so a lot of those things bring us to the point where we're not getting properly fed, and now we resort on caffeine. And caffeine in America, part of the culture. You know, it's not uncommon to see a 12 or a 13-year-old at Starbucks getting a coffee.
Right.
Which, you know, we wouldn't have thought about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but now it's commonplace with kids. So a natural effect for an athlete is to say, hey, if a little caffeine helps me on the field, let me get that energy drink, which could have 2 to 3 to 4 times the amount of caffeine that you would get in a coffee. And now they're hopped up on that energy drink, they're burning more fluid because of it, and they get dehydrated more quickly.
We're in FCA Across America with Jimmy Page, the Director of Health and Fitness for FCA National. Jimmy, water is talked a lot about in the Scripture.
Yes.
As a good thing, you know? Do you think God had dehydration in mind when he was thinking about water?
No question about it. Uh-huh. No question about it. In fact, you know, the average American should drink 8 ounces of water or fluid for every 25 pounds of body weight. We used to think it was eight ounce glasses a day. It really relates more to your body weight. Then you add in athletic activity, and you need to add 2 to 3 more servings, 8 ounce servings of water, depending upon the intensity and the heat and other variables. Water is a great way to rehydrate during and following exercise. However, we also know now from sweat and from the science of this that we lose minerals. We lose a lot of salt and potassium and magnesium, all the essential minerals that we need. So some of the sports drinks can actually be really beneficial as a recovery, as a late practice recovery drink after practice or after a game. So we don't want to throw out all the recovery drinks. In fact, there's a lot of value to it.
Finally, Jimmy, water today is expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was growing up, we just drank tap water.
Yeah.
It didn't cost a penny.
Well, you can't do that anymore.
But tell us, really, does it have to be bottled water? I mean, is the tap water okay? Or?
Well, natural spring water is better for you than tap water. Tap water usually carries with it a lot of additives, fluoride and a lot of other minerals, and it can be tainted. You know, a lot of the bottled water, though, is just filtered tap water.
Hmm.
So if you're buying filtered tap water, that may or may not be better for you. What you really, if you're going to buy bottled water, you want to make sure that it's natural spring water. I'm a big advocate of the bottled water as long as it's natural spring.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's great information for all of you folks out there. Get hydrated. Our guest today with FCA Across America has been the Director of FCA Health and Fitness, Jimmy Page. Once again, Jimmy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
golf is one of the most popular sports in America, and golf season is already underway. It should be another fabulous year in the PGA. Coming up next, you'll hear from an up-and-coming star on the tour. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, the national radio program for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Her goal?
To shoot par.
Our goal? To keep her on course. While she prepares for her shot, we prepare her for life. By helping her pursue honorable ambitions, she will stay on course. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at fca.org. That's fca.org. Sign up to receive the free Daily Impact Play email devotional at sharingthevictory.com/radio. Now back to Ron Brown and Sharing the Victory.
Glad you could join me today. I'm your host, Ron Brown. Sharing the Victory's Bill Bumpus recently sat down with PGA golfer Jonathan Bird. Jonathan is a rising star in golf, having already won 3 tournaments in his young career. Here's Bill's interview with Jonathan Bird.
Let's talk a little bit about what the Lord is doing in your life on the PGA Tour and the opportunities that he's giving you. Do you see this as a platform to be able to share your faith?
Absolutely. I think wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever job you have, you know, God's given everybody some form of platform. I feel like mine is a little more in the public eye, fortunately and unfortunately, sometimes when I don't act accordingly. But golf, I get to meet people. I get to meet people in pro-ams every week. I get to meet new people in new towns. Fans from different tournaments come out and watch us play. And also just get to meet, you know, new people through the tournament and then travel with our players out on tour and wives and get to make good friendships that way.
I'm always amazed about the sport of golf, and, you know, it's so different from a lot of the other team sports. I mean, you're on your own. It's you and only you out there, and just the ups and downs of so many guys trying to win, and there's only one winner each week. And you talk about really the ups and downs of golf and how your faith in Christ really helps you through those difficult times.
Well, you're right. You know, golf is, you know, I think every sport is cyclical. You know, it's got its highs and its lows, but golf just seems to be a little more difficult. You know, how we play, you know, we got to go out and earn our paycheck every week. I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and one of my buddies who plays baseball, Brian Roberts for the Orioles, mm-hmm. came out, mm-hmm. and he watched me play that week, and I did not play well, and I didn't earn a check. And he saw all the effort that went into that week, and I didn't get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. And that can be discouraging or disappointing for me. And he was going, man, this is tough, you know, because yeah. whether he gets injured or plays well or plays poorly, he still gets paid the same amount.
Yeah.
And I think that part of golf makes it more difficult. It makes the highs a little higher, and it makes the lows a little bit lower. Because we want to go out there, we want to play well, we want to win, but, you know, we want to get high on the money list and do well. And, you know, my relationship with God makes the highs and the lows, you know, it helps me have peace through that time. I've talked to people about last year. Last year was a difficult year for me. I didn't play particularly well, but I won a tournament, the John Deere Classic. And the 4 weeks prior to that tournament, I missed 4 cuts in a row.
Wow.
And through those 4 weeks, I had peace. You know, I was enjoying my work. I was enjoying some progress in my game, but I was not playing well. I was missing cuts. And then the next week comes, and I win. And I was able to share with people that I thank God for the peace I had in the 4 weeks where I didn't play well and in the 1 week where I won.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God's an awesome God, and he's there for us in both times.
We're visiting with Jonathan Bird on the PGA Tour. And have you found that there are great parallels in the golf game to your spiritual life? I mean, there's just so many great examples that you can pull out. Do you see that?
I think so. None more so than just the mental aspect of the game. I have a golf psychologist who helps me think more clearly on the golf course to hopefully play better. And he always says, you know, the whole modern golf psychology comes out of Philippians. You know, the whole idea of do not be anxious for anything, but pray about everything, and God will give you peace. And this surpasses all understanding. And, you know, there's many times on the golf course that I don't have peace. You know, I'm in turmoil because, you know, things aren't going my way. And, you know, God calls me to pray, and he'll give me peace. And, you know, in my spiritual life, you know, I pray for peace and ask for God for whatever I wish. And on the golf course, the same way. So that really helps my golf game.
Well, Jonathan, it's been good visiting with you. Thanks so much for being here. And we'll continue to pray for God's blessings on your life and as you continue to use golf as a platform to share Christ. Thanks for being with us.
No problem, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Jonathan Bird from the PGA Tour. Appreciate it.
Great interview, Bill. Thanks. We were also able to video that interview with Jonathan Bird, and it's posted at our website. Check it out at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Again, that's sharingthevictoryradio.com. Now, I got a question for you. What's the first thing a referee says after viewing a questionable call on instant replay? No, this is not a joke. The answer's coming up next on Coach's Corner with Les Steckel. Keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org. It started with 32 teams sweating it out in training camp eyeing one goal, the Super Bowl. Now it's down to two teams competing in Tampa, Florida for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, we'll get you ready for the Super Bowl by focusing on what God is doing in the lives of athletes and coaches. Before you watch the championship game, make sure you're doing sports God's way by listening next weekend to Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown. I want to thank everyone who entered our 50-yard line giveaway. And once again, congratulations to our grand prize winner. She is Sharon Garrity of Traverse City, Michigan. Sharon and a guest won a vacation to Tampa, Florida, including two tickets to the Super Bowl. We definitely can't wait to hear from Sharon about the trip. I'll tell you what, it was sure fun hearing from everyone who entered the contest. We had a lot of great feedback. For example, here's a letter from Yvonne in Memphis. I am happy to hear that there are people who God has called as his children who are living a Christian life in sports. It is motivational to me, and I've had an opportunity of referring young people to listen to the broadcast, and I'm looking forward to sharing the magazine with young people and coaches in the school where I teach. Thanks a lot, Yvonne, and there are so many of you Yvonnes out there we've heard from. Thanks for listening to the radio program. We've been on for a year and a half, and we've already had the privilege to minister on 300 radio stations around the country and even outside of the continental United States. I mean, wow, what God has done, and thank you for all of you who have been listening. We'd love to hear from you on how FCA and this program is impacting your life. You'll find a place to send your comments when you go to sharingthevictoryradio.com. Next up, our head coach, Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes with Coach's Corner.
In both the National Football League and Major League Baseball, instant replay is now permitted when an umpire or referee's call on a play is considered questionable. The NFL was first to agree to this policy. Baseball started to do instant replay in 2008. We've all seen the frustrated football coach throw down the red flag from deep in his pocket to challenge a close call on the field. The game stops, and the referee then heads to a draped TV monitor that looks like a voting booth on the sidelines. He peers for a painfully long time at all the TV angles available in replay to him, often just going frame by frame. Once he's satisfied with everything he can know about the situation, he confirms or overrules the on-field call. And one team and its fans are delighted by his ruling. The other team is not at all pleased. The umpire or referee will always announce his decision with the words, upon further review. And his announcement, made before a stadium crowd and TV audience hanging on every word, is to either confirm the first decision or report that the better evidence from close-up TV cameras made him change his mind. Have you ever wondered how many initial decisions you made might have been a whole lot different if you had the opportunity to first see the situation from other perspectives? Some people might consider what their life might have been like if they hadn't been in such a rush to get that big promotion that they missed some important family events. Some might wonder how things would be different if they had chosen a healthy lifestyle early on and not become diabetic. Some in painful divorce proceedings might now wish that they had first prayed about who to marry. If you or someone you know finds yourself in a situation like one of those I just mentioned, I'm very sorry. But also, I encourage you or them to take heart. It's never too late for anyone to tell the Lord you've just seen things from His perspective and you want to change your course. Far better than an infinite number of TV cameras at a football game, the eyes of the Lord are and have been on you your whole life. He is intimately familiar with every detail of your life. And if you, upon further review, want to confess your sins, He will forgive you and change the eternal direction of your life. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 states, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." There is no greater all-knowing referee in the world than the Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't need to review videotape of your life to decide where you will spend eternity. If you have not asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins to assure your place in heaven with Him, I urge you to do so today. That will be a call that will never be reversed. This is Les Stuckel with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. God bless you, my friend.
Can you believe it? Next weekend is the Super Bowl already. And we're going to have a great program next weekend, getting you ready for the game by focusing on what the Lord is doing in the lives of athletes and coaches. You won't want to miss it. And remember, in the meantime, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in the Lord.
Don't forget Ron's offer from earlier in the program. If you have never read Sharing the Victory magazine, give us a call and we'll give you a free copy of the March issue. Our toll-free number is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen anytime at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can also listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free weekly podcast. Also at our website, you can sign up to get the free Daily Impact devotional in your inbox, and you can find FCA resources from FCA Gear. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. Have a great week, and make plans to join us at this same time next week for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.